This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Ramadan Reflections. As usual, let us begin with our verse for the day. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. This is a very prominent verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter 2 of the Quran, verse 189 to be particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not a virtue. وليس البر, it is not a virtue, or virtue is not that you enter your houses from the back. And تَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا, that you go and literally make an effort not to, you avoid entering from the front of the house, you go and enter from the back of your house. Rather, virtue is that you fear Allah. Right? Virtue is the one who has taqwa and who has God consciousness. وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا, so now enter your homes through the proper doors and fear Allah, so that you may prosper and be successful. Now, what's this about entering the houses from the back instead of the front? And what is that all about? Now, those, you know, who read tafsir and who read the Quran and the notes on the Quran, they will notice that there's a contextual background to this, though it provides for a huge principle afterwards, right? There's a background to this verse, and it speaks about something very specific, but the message of it is much broader than that. And this goes back to the time of Jahiliyyah. The people in Mecca, they used to go for Hajj, and until the Hajj was not entirely over, if they came back to Mecca, or they were in Mecca, they would go to Haram, they would go to Mina, Arafat, and Muzdalifah, and places like that. They would actually go to these places for the rites. But if they came back home in the midst of all of this, if their houses were close by and they came in the midst of this, they would not enter the house from the front. They thought it was prohibited. They thought it was strange. It was out of sanctity for the house of God that they had to finish all of their rituals and their rites until they could enter their houses from the front. So they would either climb over a wall, they would get in from the roof if there was space there, or they would come in from the back door. They would not go in from the front. Now remember, this is not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told them to do, had even recommended or even approved of for that matter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits it here. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns it and dispels this misconception, right? Saying that in Islam, none of this is going to happen. This is completely wrong what they're doing, right? Going to your house is the normal way. I mean, what difference does it make that you go the back way? You're still going to your house. This is just totally nonsense, superstition or misconception, misunderstanding. So that is the particular message here, okay? That is the particular message. That's the context in which this verse was revealed. However, it provides for a huge lesson for us, okay? It provides for a huge lesson for us. And mashallah, Shaykh Abul Hassan Nadwi, for example, he mentions here on this, that this is providing for a very common sense approach. This is a verse that tells us, have common sense. You know, do things in the normal way, in the natural way. Because it's natural and normal to enter a house, a place, your domicile, your place of residence, or your place of work, through a proper entrance. Of course, sometimes maybe the back entrance is closer. Maybe you don't want to be seen. So for particular reasons like that, it's fine. But otherwise, go in from the front door, because that's what's normal. The Quran, as you know, and Islam, is a complete code of life, encompassing every aspect of our life, right? And directing basically all classes of people in every phase of their life. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing man in this basic truth, basic reality about entering houses. However, the directive, as I said, is reflective of the Quranic stance on life as a whole, right? The Quran is very comprehensive, and those who study the Quran will understand that while there will be certain verses in the Quran about a very particular scenario, about a very particular event, There's so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides beyond that when you read between the lines. There are broader messages, more universal guidances that are provided from very specific encounters, very specific messages. That's the beauty of the Quran, that it will just keep opening up, opening itself up to much more light and much more guidance. So just the way we're told here, that people are told here that go to your house in the right way, we're told that whenever in every aspect of life, if you want to learn something, if you want to pursue something, do it the correct way. Do it the proper way, right? Do it the proper way. Yes, if you can come up with a more creative way and it's the proper way, then that's fine. If it's, you know, and it'll give you success. But the main thing is that don't do things in an incomplete manner, in the wrong manner, in a half-hearted manner, and in a misconstrued manner. So for example, if you're going to learn a trade, then you're going to have to go and learn the trade at the feet of a competent teacher. So there's, for example, some plumbers I've met, some builders that I've met, and I said, where did you learn this? I mean, they didn't go to school for it, right? They literally didn't go to school for it. What happened, he said that they actually, some of them even tried to get in, but they couldn't get into the course. So what he did was, he just started to work with another plumber, work with a builder, and basically learn the trade that way. And then after that, there was, you know, in certain trades like electricity and electrical work and plumbing, you actually need a certain certification and license. Then you can go and get it in afterwards in a retrospective way, right? So you're going to have to make that effort to do it in any particular way that works, right? In a way that works. So anybody who wants that, they're going to have to be with a competent teacher, gain familiarity with the tools, advance one's knowledge step by step, see what doesn't work, what does work. Otherwise, if they try to do this themselves, it's just going to take much longer. It's much easier to do it with somebody else who has the understanding. Now, without thorough grounding in the subject, one cannot expect to gain any success, right? And for example, in certain professions, you know, if it requires a uniform, a certain way to dress, because for protection or for to be in a certain way, then let that be the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sanctioning that idea, that as long as it's halal and that's what it's there, that's what it's for. One who thinks, you know, sometimes you've got people who think, you know, who fall foul of this verse would be maybe a person. One example would be that a person who may think very high of their mental acumen, mental ability, and they refuse to follow a system, and then eventually they don't achieve success, right? Especially at a young age, because you have no experience, right? Especially at a young age, listen to your parents, listen to the people who know. I mean, Allah says in another verse, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge, ask the people of reminder, ask the people of the mention, right? If you do not know. That's a rule. I call up people. So I've got a plumber friend. I call him and I say, you know, so and so, I've got a fatwa to ask you. Right? I said, like, what are you asking me a fatwa for? Basically, I'm saying a plumbing fatwa. I mean, I don't want to denigrate the word fatwa here, but basically, I've got a question to ask you. Right? Regardless of who you are, you know, you go the right way to get things. Don't do it in the wrong way. So, you see, what we have to understand, what the Quran is telling us through this, is that divine laws are based on, many of them are based on human nature and absolute common sense, right? If one doesn't follow the laws of nature, one cannot reach one's goals. Yes, sometimes there is a misunderstanding of what the law of nature is. For example, if you take a simple idea of literacy, right? Your children, or you've moved to a different country, or you want to learn a new language, you want to learn Arabic, or you want to learn, you know, you want to learn Turkish or Spanish or whatever the case is. You know, try as you might, if you don't learn the alphabet, you're not going to get anywhere with that language. You have to have the basic building blocks to learn something, right? You can be a genius, but you're not going to learn a language without first mastering its alphabet, in a sense, right? In, you know, whether you do that conventionally, unconventionally, you're gonna need that. So now, what we have to understand here is that when it comes, again, from a Muslim perspective, while this law is general for Muslims and non-Muslims, this principle, this way forward, right, this way of life, there are, for a Muslim, there's always going to be two streams to everything, right, which eventually, it's going to, they're going to become distinct from one another at a certain level, right? So for example, when it comes to religious knowledge, right, that you, when it comes to religious knowledge that you're trying to acquire, because mashallah, lots of people have a dream of learning more about their faith to an advanced level, intermediate to advanced level. And, you know, this is a time when people feel good about it and feel that they can start, so they should do. But one thing we have to remember is that with worldly knowledge, sincerity is not as important, you know, because you know, as a plumber, you know, you could be insincere, but you'd probably learn the trade, right? An electrician, you'd learn the trade. A builder, you'd learn the trade. A graphic designer, an IT person, you know, you'd learn this kind of stuff. But when it comes to religious knowledge, there are, the proper way is to actually have sincerity, to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do it for some very praiseworthy purpose. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem with it. There's the famous statement of Imam Shafi'i when he complained to his teacher about his poor memory. And his teacher said, you need to shun sin, because this sacred knowledge represents Allah's light, right? It is a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not granted to those who are disobedient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And likewise, another thing that really helps when it comes to sacred knowledge, the proper way to do it, is that it should be coupled with one's commitment to the sunnah, right? It should be with one's commitment to the sunnah and revulsion towards innovations in matters of faith and sin, and full devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will confer this light upon you. Allah will give you heaps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this light, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow it upon you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to follow the spirit of this verse of doing things in the correct way, and not to protect us from misunderstanding. And, you know, there's actually, some people have a very linear approach to things, and sometimes the absolute linear approach is too debilitating. It's too limited. Other people have a lateral approach to things. And the problem with full lateral approach is that sometimes you just can't get, because you're totally taking unconventional means, all right? So sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not. The best combination is both a literal and a lateral approach. The literal approach is essentially where you follow the steps like in a literal fashion of something. Lateral approach is where you see where you're trying to go, and you try to sometimes improvise. You sometimes try to be creative in trying to get there. You need to do both. And when a combination of that makes the most successful person generally, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all, and make this Ramadan better than any before it. Please, please remember us in your prayers, and we will remember you in our prayers. Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam, and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.